I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shape the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GRE, GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com. Back to the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by CH Insurance and Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And I do want to tell people that this show is also sponsored by St. Bonaventure University's online Master of Arts in Journalism. You can go to sbujournalism.com today and find out how you can graduate with journalism degrees in under 2 years. How about that? sbujournalism.com. Right now, my guest is Jason Rathbun. He's the head baseball coach for the Bonnies, coming off a huge win against the Nittany Lions down at Penn State in the RC, one of my favorite buildings in the world. Jason, welcome to the show. Congrats on the win, and I can't wait to talk a little baseball with you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was a nice trip yesterday, so it's good to get on a podcast after a big win like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, you know, there was a certain someone who hit me on Twitter to try to get some recognition for your program. You want to guess who that might be?
Yeah, probably good old Uncle John. He's active on Twitter, but big supporter. He came down to Binghamton a week ago and watched us play. And yeah, I love my Uncle Jay. He's been involved, obviously, in sports for a long time, being the executive director for Section 3 and did refereeing for hoops games for a long time. I mentioned it 'cause his mother, my grandmother, passed away this past weekend. And, I said to him, I'll miss Graham kind of always looking on TV for Uncle Jay, whether it was refereeing games or for Section 3 stuff. You know, she was always like glued to the TV to see if she could catch him. So, yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah, I send my condolences to your family. That's a hard thing to deal with. I've been dealing with it myself for over the past year plus or so, losing my mom. So I get it. It's an empty feeling for sure. So the Penn State win, huge. And obviously up to this point, you've played a slew of games, right? And we're almost done with the month of March. It's hard to believe. Take the Penn State win, take some of the losses, some of the other wins. What have you collectively kind of learned about this Bonnie bunch?
You know, it's a new group. We really had to make some roster adjustments after last year coming in. I came in late. You know, I think I got here about Labor Day weekend last year. So the team was kind of already set. And we had a lot of grad students and seniors that we just kind of had to figure out the next step for those guys. And, you know, we brought in about 20 new players. And I think the season so far has really just been learning about our guys and the different roles that they can play and, you know, their production in the spring, how that all plays out. And, you know, we've got a lot of production happening from a lot of guys. So it's nice. It gives me some options and I think we're just getting better. I think we're just learning about ourselves. And, you know, these 6 weeks on the road have been exhausting, but really good for us in a way, just because there's a lot of bonding on the bus that happens and, you know, kind of going through this year and playing some really good teams, some tough competition. I think our schedule is much harder this year than it was last year. You know, going down to Louisville and playing Penn State, and we got Pittsburgh on the schedule. The Citadel, who we opened up with, is having a great year. So it's been a tough schedule, but really proud of our 8-11 record. You know, to grab a win at Louisville on a Friday night, and then to, you know, go down to Penn State and beat those guys yesterday. It just, I think it says a lot about the program and the direction that we're headed.
So, you know, in the 50s and 60s in the major leagues, beat guys would go on the long train rides, right? Because this was way before, like, you know, teams would fly and the huge millions that are in the game today, as you know. And the beat guys would hang with the managers and players. They were buddies, right? Like they're drinking with Mickey Mantle and playing card games and all this stuff. And then you fast forward and, you know, baseball really hasn't changed in terms of the bus rides you just alluded to, the camaraderie and getting to know each other with card games and some other things going on the bus. And you really do form some of those relationships. Not that the media is with you, probably thank God for you guys. But, you know, on the bus, give me some of that. I mean, is it like the old, you know, Red Barber Pinochle game with the media type, but, you know, with the players kind of thing? Is it video games? I mean, you got your phones now, right? The players never had phones in the minor or major league levels, the collegiate level a long time ago. What's going on the bus? Is it video game related? Is it cards? Is it something else? You guys BSing about the game? Because, man, you get in at 1 a.m. after 3.5 hours on the bus from Penn State. You got to kill time, right?
Yeah. Well, I would never want to expose the media to the smells that are on that bus. So we don't want to do that. But, yeah, it's, you know.
We have our own coach.
With phones these days, you know, kids are on their phones a lot, I see a lot of kids doing homework and things like that, but you know, every now and then guys will bust out some karaoke and things like that. Don't see cards too much. Okay. But yeah, just, I think, you know, with the availability of the internet and Wi-Fi, you see a lot of guys doing schoolwork and stuff like that, or sleeping on the floor or across seats, and you know, they find spots to kind of lay and get some rest and do those things. But yeah, just the conversations that happen on the bus and talking, and you know, the moments, especially after a big win like yesterday, seeing the guys like singing on the, you know, there's just, it's corny, but it's cool. You know, it's fun to watch and fun to see, and it, you know, it makes me smile when that stuff happens. But yeah, it's a lot of different things, but the phones these days and the internet have, you know, made access a lot more at their fingertips. So,
yeah, I mean, look, it's those relationships that get tighter and tighter and knowing each other that sometimes translates to the field. I mean, there's no question about it. Our guest is Jason Rathbun, of course, from the Bonnies, the head baseball coach, coming off the big win against Penn State. And as you listen to this, a few days will go by here. And so, you know, people listen to things, as you know, coach, streaming and on demand. People listen to things all different times and watch and on their phones and everything else. But as you look into the rest of the schedule, some of your opponents and some of the challenges and some things that you want to work on, how does that kind of come together for you the rest of the way? Crystal ball me the next, you know, few weeks here with you guys and your opponents and what you guys are internally working on to try to get, you know, the most out of your squad.
Well, we're getting ready for A-10 play. This is our last weekend before we start our A-10 action. And, you know, honestly, that's the most important part of the year. I think all of this is great preparation, but it really comes down to the Atlantic 10 Conference, because that's what gets you in the tournament, you know, and gives you an opportunity to possibly get into a regional. I think we designed a tougher schedule this year because we wanted to prepare for conference play. You know, it's one of those mindset things, right? Like, you go into conference play telling your team, listen, when we play our best baseball, we can beat anybody. When we've proven it, you know, we've beaten a Louisville on a Friday night. We beat Penn State on the road. Like, you know, those wins aren't by mistake. It's because of the talent that we have and the capabilities that we have to play well. So, you know, as much as, you know, the buzz has been really great, right? But it does start to get a little crazy. You know, people are like, oh, you guys are going to win the Atlantic 10. It's like, you know.
That's our world today, coach.
Yeah, you know.
They're going to crush you when you lose. You know that.
We were dead last year. So
yeah, right.
The hope is we can get in the top seven and make that tournament. But we got to the A-10 schedule is tough for us out of the gate. Yeah. Yeah. We got to go down to George Washington, who's off to a good start this year. And then we're at home, but we've got Dayton and VCU, which are probably the two of the top teams in our conference this year. So we do have them at home, but it is a tough 3 weeks right out of the gates. And then St. Joe's is week four, and they won the conference last year in the regular season. So, you know, it's a tough four weekends in a row in the Atlantic 10, but, you know, like I said, I think we can beat anybody when we play our best baseball. So excited to get into those matchups.
A lot of people follow the major leagues. They follow the minor leagues. Some people occasionally follow college baseball. I actually have a lot of friends I know who are diehard college baseball people, but then I know a lot of other people who are just straight up diehard major league baseball fans, right? And they don't really pay attention as much to the college scene. For people who don't pay attention to the college game or do occasionally, no disrespect to it, but they just don't follow it as much. What do you want them to know about the college game?
I just think the passion that the kids play with is a little different. You know, like when you watch major league games, especially the regular season, you know, those guys are going through their routines and going through the games, and they'll have moments for sure. You know, Division I college baseball, I think you're just on the edge of your seat every inning. I mean, any team you play can put up an 8 spot, you know, with just a couple mistakes. Like, it's crazy how fast teams can jump on you at this level. And then it's crazy how fast teams can come back, right? Like, just when you think a game is out of reach, something happens and you get back into it and you pull off a big victory, you know, and those moments happen a lot in the college game. I can think just last night, you know, we kind of jumped on Penn State early, got a couple runs early, tacked on a big inning. You know, we had a good lead. I think it was 6-2 at one point. And then they scored 4 in the 7th. You know, it was, you know, just like that. They tied the game in the 7th, and you think, oh, here they come. You know, we got to kind of fend off this run that they're trying to put on us. And then we come back in the next inning in the top of the 8th and score 3 runs. You know, and it was great to kind of get that separation a little bit, put some runs on the board, and took a little bit of the pressure off where we could go out and pound the zone. But those moments seem to happen to me. All of our games have been so close. It seems like it happens every game. Yeah. I think that's the cool part about the college game, just the passion the kids have. And, you know, it is different. And I think the people that do dive into the game, especially at Division I level, they do become addicted to it because it's a fun product that we put on the field.
Yeah, it does get addicting. There's no question about that. The head baseball coach of the Bonnies, Jason Rathbun here. on the platter brought to you by our good friends at St. Bonaventure University's online master's in journalism. Make sure you go to sbujournalism.com to find out some options. I got a couple quick ones for you, Coach, and I'll let you run. I know it's been a late night and an early morning and all the rest, and I want to let you get back to the RC at the very least, just walking around the building and loving it like I used to as a student. Did you know, I mean, your baseball background, kind of, I guess, a kind of a 1-2 combo question here. You know, give my listeners and viewers your baseball background. And as you came to Bonna, did you know about the history of the baseball program? Did you know about John McGraw and Hugh Jennings and all the special things that happened years ago? You know, the baseball tradition. I mean, you got guys from Bonaventure and Cooperstown, for crying out loud. Did you know about all that?
I didn't know the deep history. I had known the recent history. I knew Larry Sudbrook. I had sent players here from Herkimer when I was a junior college coach, so I was familiar with the university. Yeah, my baseball career started when I was a little kid, just playing catch with my dad and, you know, getting into Little League and, you know, playing throughout high school. I played for a legendary high school coach in Ted Schaaf, in Little Falls, and, you know, really loved the game. My path took me to the service after high school. So, you know, I got the Army BDUs in the back here. So
thank you, by the
way. I did a 3-year commitment in the Army down in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Okay. Spent 6 months in Kuwait and thought about my life a little bit and what I wanted to do. And I had pitched in a summer league down in Georgia and gotten some interest from some schools and ended up going to Florida, playing some Division I junior college. Didn't work out in the fall down there, and actually transferred home to Herkimer Junior College and played there for 2 years, and then moved on to South Carolina and played at Erskine College for Kevin Nichols, who, you know, is a Division I coach now as well, and got the job at Herkimer right out of Erskine. So went to Herkimer, started to build that program. And, you know, when I went there, it was a 5-year plan. I wanted to move up and take that next challenge. And all of a sudden you're there for 18 years, you know, and you develop a family, a wife, a house, community. It's where my family was from, job security, had players drafted. Then in 2022, we won the national championship, which was something that nobody ever thought could be done there in baseball. And I put that together with an opportunity to go to the Cape Cod League, something I've always enjoyed. I got married in the Cape. I just love it out there. I love that level of baseball. And it was always a dream to go out there. And I got the opportunity to go out there and work with the Whitecaps and was the pitching coach. And kind of wanted to see like how my coaching style translated with the big Division I athletes, you know, the premier players in the country. And it was great. You know, I really enjoyed my time out there. Had made some great relationships with guys and just started to think to myself, man, maybe there's a next step for me that could open up. And Bonaventure happened to open up that summer. So put my name in the hat, got the job late. I think I accepted the position like August 4th and got out here by Labor Day weekend last year and kind of started my journey at the Division I level, which is a dream. You know, it's, you never think at some point after 18 years, you're going to get this opportunity. So, you know, I cherish it every day and work my tail off to kind of build something here. And it's good to kind of see my first recruiting class paying off and seeing the changes in the program. It has set the excitement around campus. There's a lot of people excited about what we're doing. And we got a field project coming up this summer. They're going to redo our field and just excited about the opportunities that we got going on here.
Final minute or so, I've always wondered, why do they call you a head baseball coach and not a manager at the collegiate level? I've always wondered that.
I don't know. Good question. I have no idea.
Okay. Do you prefer one or the other? Doesn't it matter?
Nah, doesn't matter to me. Listen, yeah. Head coach at Division I level, especially a place like St. Bonaventure, has a lot of titles, right? Director of baseball ops.
Yeah, true.
Development coach.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. There's a lot of roles that we have to fill at this level with this position, but you know, it's great. I think honestly, the junior college experience prepared me for this because at the junior college level, you had to do everything, you know, sure. Like everything. And I think sometimes like these schools will hire a Division I assistant who hasn't had to do everything, you know? And then you get into these jobs and you realize all the things that you have to deal with alumni and budgets and fundraising and just across the board. And, you know, I think my junior college experience really did give me what I needed to be successful at this next step. So it's been great. It's a dream. I love Bonaventure. My son goes here now. He actually runs our analytic program. So, you know, we'll have a Bonnie grad in the family. So it's become home very, very quickly.
It's what we like to hear right there. I tell you, when I was there and the basketball team would have a huge win and upset, I'd go back and sit way up top in the RC in the Reds and just kind of look out and remember what I saw and try to take some memories. And I can't tell you the amount of times I just walked around, you know, early morning or late at night with the mountains and the baseball field and that whole area and just sat and looked because it's a beautiful place. And I'm glad that you're there. I'm glad that you're doing well. And we're rooting for you. And hopefully the A-10 play is a really good season for you guys. And congrats on the win against Penn State. And hopefully we can do it again soon. He's the Bonnies head baseball coach, Jason Rathbun. Of course, get the Bonnies on all the social platforms. Go follow them. And we'll see what they do in the coming weeks ahead. A very challenging schedule, no doubt, as we are brought to you by Stanley Law Offices and Rosie's Corner. Jason, thank you so much for the time, man. Be well.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life, too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.